Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the very first episode of Good Areas Knockout. I'm Behram Kazi, who you can find at Def Mango on Twitter. To my right is Estelle Vasudevan, who you can find at Estelle_Vasudevan1 on Twitter. And then we've got Jared Kimber, as usual, who you can find literally everywhere. And Varun Alvaconda has joined us as well, who you can find literally nowhere. So, yep, that's the four of us. And this is a brand new show, and Jared, Estelle, and I will be competing. Varun is the game master. And Varun, I'll let you take over to go through the rules and explain to everyone what we're going to do today.
Yeah, so as Behram explained, this is a Good Areas Knockout episode. And this is with the 64 greatest ODI batters of all time. And that list was compiled using countless hours of research, complex algorithms, and a lot of vibes. So the rules are very simple. So I'll read out the knockout fixture. And then once I've read it out, you guys will have 10 seconds to write down which player you think should be eliminated.
Okay. Mm. This sounds horrendous.
Pretty straightforward.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And we know nothing, by the way. We don't know what the draw looks like. We don't know what players are on there. We are coming into this completely unprepared. In fact, Jared didn't even know what the show was about until like 5 minutes ago.
As all good shows go. All right, so let's start. The first fixture is Aravinda De Silva versus Joss Butler. Pick who needs to be eliminated.
That's a tough one straight up. Ooh, so I've actually eliminated Butler.
What?
Oh, Joss Butler is out.
You guys are idiots.
We've just picked Aravinda in like countless cricket picks and he's played a very vital
knock
in a World Cup
final. He's a brilliant cricketer. Do you know who's not better than Joss Butler?
We expected chaos.
Oh my God.
Exceptional work, guys. Exactly what I wanted for the show. Yeah.
So Joss Butler is gone. Yeah. First round.
The first round. It's a first round elimination. So the next one, I think, absolutely, I'm going to make a self think here. Arjuna Ranatunga versus Sanath Jayasurya.
Did you just do this so it would annoy Estelle?
I'm sorry, Estelle.
There was so much more I could have done if that was the case.
That's unanimous.
Yeah.
Arjuna's gone.
Well, of course, it's unanimous because that's a badly weighted group. That one.
It's ODI batsman, right? Not ODI cricketer. I mean, either way, it's not
true. But,
yeah.
I mean,
that's fair. Yeah. I think you guys.
He would have won all the different ones instead.
So now we got two left-handed openers, both from Asia.
Okay.
We got Saeed Anwar versus Shikhar Dhawan.
Oh.
Ooh, this is tough. Okay, on the count of three, 1, 2. Three.
Also, do we have to know how to spell everything? I just realized this could go horribly wrong.
All right, so Dhawan was a unanimous elimination.
Yeah, again, two in a row. Yeah, this is a bit more of a calm one. We got Mohammad Yusuf versus John T. Rhodes.
Oh.
I mean, it is batter, so I don't know.
Ooh.
I've written down my answer.
All
right, let's go. Ooh. Oh, John T.'s gone.
Oh, Jonty's gone.
Thought me and Estelle would be on the right side of this. She loves Jonty.
Yeah, I do.
Damn. All right, this is going far quicker than I imagined it.
It's going horrendously. We've got no fielding.
Two South Africans going up against each other now. Both captains at some point of the ODI teams. You've got Hansi Kronje versus Fab du Plessis. Who decides to be eliminated?
Is there any moral questions here?
No morality, just badness.
Okay, so he's gone. I've got Kronje as well. Okay.
All right, so Fab goes through.
I just realized that you guys, like, how many times we put up our list together and you guys have written the exact same name as I have, but in a different style. Like, if you notice, you both wrote Dhawan and I wrote Shikhar, right? And then Hansi Kronje, you both wrote Kronje and I wrote Hansi. What is wrong with me? Can I not work out the right phrasing for this? I'm glad none of us picked Faf.
Anyway. Right, I mean, I haven't watched Kronje bat a lot, but I have seen Faf, right? So
I actually don't think there's that much between them. Yeah. Were we massively wrong there, Varun? I would have thought they're pretty similar.
No, I believe they are quite similar.
Yeah. They're both okay, but neither of them are greats, right?
Yeah, the raw numbers aren't too far off each other.
The toughest one was probably Dhawan versus Saeed Anwar.
Yeah.
And we all went Dhawan. But I mean, we did eliminate Butler as well, so.
The first one you guys were just wrong. But come on, let's do this.
Yeah. Now, this is a big one. This is an example Jared and I use all the time on this channel.
Oh, no.
And I assume Jared will figure this out. It's Viv Richards versus Rohit Sharma.
Oh, well, that's easy.
Oh my God. This is like, in the first round, this is like unfair. This is totally unfair.
Come on.
Because you guys keep talking about Viv being an anomaly. So Rohit will have to go.
Also, like, just getting
like, if you guys were, I feel like if you eliminated Viv, Jared would have quit the show.
I might have left. Also, yeah. I just feel like you've just got us into a problem that where no one's going to watch the rest of the show. They're just going to be putting comments in about Rohit.
Yeah, that's a well, big elimination.
But that's a big
there.
Elimination, right?
Yeah.
It's a big contest as well. You're pitting mm-hmm. two of the very yeah. best in the format ever, as they, right? As in the very first round.
As they might say in a major tennis tournament, tough first round that one for Rohit.
Yeah.
All right, now we got two arguably World Cup winning captains. Both played in the greatest ODI final ever against each other. Kane Williamson and Owen Morgan.
Well, I mean, they're not both.
So that's why you said arguably.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Oh, I hate you, Varun. Okay. Whoa. So I've eliminated Owen.
Ah, yeah.
Kane's gone.
Damn.
All right.
You see, we Kane's did it again. Gone. I wrote Kane. She wrote Williamson. This is starting to get really weird.
Also, Estelle, Williamson has so many alphabets
I
in
know.
It. Why would you just not write Kane?
Yeah, yeah.
I'm happy with it. Okay. I think Williamson is a fantastic player, but Morgan's more important to ODI cricket.
Mm. There are different kinds of batters as well, we must say.
I mean,
completely.
Kane did just become the second fastest to 7,000 ODI runs.
Yeah, beating Virat and AB. Craziest thing ever. Mm. Yeah.
Don't get me started.
So now we got two left-handers going up against each other. Chris Gayle and Mike Hussey.
Oh, there.
Ooh.
This is a beautiful dream for Behram, this whole left-hand, is it?
Yep. Anyway, here we go. Whoa! Estelle has to decide this one. And Mike Hussey's gone.
Oh, have a look at that. Okay. You've seen their records, Vern. Uh-huh. Admit you need to tell them that they're wrong.
They might be wrong on this one. Yeah.
Because Gayle isn't that good. Gayle isn't even that good at one day cricket. Yeah. You guys are just thinking about T20 cricket. That is you guys have done two horrendous choices here.
That is crazy. Mike Hussey's been eliminated.
Oh my God.
Yep.
All right. The next one is Chanderpaul versus Sarwan.
Oh my God.
Why are both of them in here?
How does Rohit go up against Viv? And then Shiv goes up against Sawan.
Neither of these two should have even been.
How
in
is Sawan in the top
64?
Okay,
list.
Game's a game, man.
Okay, let's do this.
This is the nicest thing that's happened to Sawan in ages that he's made a list like this.
Okay, I mean, the raw numbers are identical to other great batters. So I think
are they? Oh, good on him.
Survived. Eliminated.
I actually tried to eliminate Shiv over here because
so
I think
who did
Sarwan,
you guys write? I just didn't see it.
He got rid of Sarwan. Oh,
okay. Yeah, so Sarwan goes through. Shiv survives. No, but it was beautiful. A tiebreaker because I had Shiv.
To be honest, I just figured that Shiv probably made a lot more runs. That was the only thing that went with it. I don't remember either of them being particularly good.
I mean, their records are all right. It's like about kind of what you'd expect for their errors.
74
I just remember Sarwan being better at ODI cricket than Test cricket, even though he had that done versus Australia.
That's fair. All right, we got Dilshan versus Root.
Oh, okay.
Ooh, oh my God. This might be one of those. All right, 3, 2, 1. Oh!
What are you doing?
Joe Root is gone.
Oh my God.
Okay.
I mean,
what
Dilshan had
the
Dil scoop.
Two members of the Fab Four already, guys. Beautifully done.
Varun, what are the numbers say on those two?
All right. So Root's about 50, like what is it, 48 at like 80-ish strike rate. And then I think Dilshan, his record as an opener holds up, but if you look at his overall career, it's about, I have his present numbers as 41 at 92, adjusted for.
Okay.
So,
I think he had a good couple of years. I don't, but I mean, Root was the engine of a World Cup winning side.
Mm.
But apparently that doesn't matter. So let's continue.
That's fair. All right. This might now be one of the most one-sided contests we've had. Shai Hope versus Jawed Miedad.
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, wow.
Please pick right.
I mean, he would.
No one's surprised at where I'm going here.
Yeah, and
again, you've done Shai. Yeah. Not Hope. You've written down Shai.
But he did Dilshan.
Yeah, there's no rhyme or reason how these players are in my brain.
I mean, he would have taken a long time to spell out Tilaka Ratne. So.
Yeah, that's true. That is very
there's
true.
That.
So the next one is Shane Watson versus Gary Kirsten.
Oh, okay.
Ooh.
So Kirsten at one stage had like the equal highest score in world. Oh, no, did he have the world record? Because he went past Viv, didn't he?
Yeah,
he's gone, hasn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, Estelle, you tried to knock out Shane Watson? Kick her out of the show.
Are we sure that is Estelle?
Yeah. Is this an imposter in
When's
Estelle
Michael
mask
Clark
on?
Coming up?
Yeah, like Watson's incredibly underrated in ODI cricket.
Definitely. Yeah. He had that World Cup in the West Indies where he came in at number six and basically played like
loser. Like an average of infinity or something. Like, it's insane.
With a strike rate of 130 or something.
I think minimum 5,000 or 4,000 runs. There are only five openers in the history of ODI cricket who average 40 plus and strike it over 90. And Watson is one of them.
Yeah, that's
the other ones are Warner. Warner, Rohit, Quinton de Kock, Fakhar Zaman, and Shane Watson.
Interesting.
Yeah. So now we got Herschel Gibbs versus Sachin Tendulkar.
Okay, now this is just unfair on my man Herschel, Hershey Brew. Because I'm not going to be surprised. Yeah, it's a unanimous elimination.
Indeed.
He's been knocked out.
The next ones, I think, are very interesting. Again, we got Matt Hayden versus Mark Waugh.
Oh.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. Are we ready?
I know Jared rates Mark Waugh very highly in ODI cricket.
Whoa! Oh my God, he's gone. Junior has left the building.
I reckon if you adjust for their numbers, I'd be... I mean, Mark Waugh in 1996 was like epic. I think if you adjust for their numbers...
Hayden is 49 at 91.
That's pretty good. Yep.
Yeah, that is very good. And Mark Waugh is 42 at 90.
Oh, okay. Ooh. So yeah, that's fair.
Close call.
Yeah.
Yeah. Realistically, no wrong answer.
I could have been a bit wrong. Yeah, obviously.
I mean, I feel like we got this one right.
Yeah.
Debatable, but yeah. So next we got Graham Smith versus Suresh Raina.
Oh, you know.
Okay. Huh. All right. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. All right. So Suresh Raina has been knocked out.
I would have thought Raina would have had much better numbers.
Smith is about 41 at 90. And then Raina is 35 at 99.
Yeah. Mm. Okay. Fair
enough. So you different did get this one wrong.
Well, no. Yeah. If it's at
we're even.
If it's at 99, 35 at 99 and 40 at 90 are basically comparable numbers. And if you think about them,
but he's opening the batting.
But I was going to say it's easier to find openers than middle order players. Then you've got the left-handed middle order player.
They basically have the same identical overall rating, from what I calculated.
Yeah.
So it was Yara's right. But, okay. So the next one have Kumar Sangakkara versus Steve Smith.
This is just, very unfair. We already know who's losing this one because you've got Estelle and Behram over here. But oh no! So everyone is probably going to knock him out, right? Yep.
All right. So whitewash.
Smudge goes.
I think Smudge is very underrated in ODI cricket.
He is underrated, but he's still not like elite. I think that's probably fair to say.
That's fair, I think. Yeah. But you guys have eliminated three members of the Fab Four already. That is extremely impressive. I hope to God for our views saying the fourth one isn't eliminated.
Have we done it? Or have you completely come up with this random system?
Yeah. Viv versus Rohit.
This one's a contest of two
Viv versus
hotheads.
Rohit is so unfair.
Diabolical first round. So this is a very, like, two hotheads going up against each other. We've got Michael Clark and Gautam Gambhir.
Ooh.
Okay. So I know what Estelle has written down.
The funny thing is, I don't even like Clark that much.
Oh, he's gone. GG.
Michael Clark goes through.
Has been knocked out. The pop survives.
I think Gambhir was okay.
Mm. Yeah, Gambhir was okay. Yeah.
And I think Michael Clark isn't as good as his numbers, if I remember.
Yeah, so Clark was like, I just said, is about 45 at 85. Gambhir is 43 at, like, where is it? 43 at 92.
Yeah, on numbers, yeah. That's what I would have thought.
It's considerably.
I think Pup's reputation is better than it should be for that. But again, I thought that was about a 50-50 one that I got right and they got wrong.
Yeah, this is actually a very interesting one because these are two great ODI batters. But arguably both don't get the credit they deserve. Brian Lara and Hashim Amla. Pick one.
Oh my God, this is just wrong. Because Amla is like fastest to all of those thousands of
runs. How did you work out the seeding here?
Random, right?
It's basically, I clicked random about 10 times till we ended up on this order.
Oh my God. Okay.
Well, the ninth time is when you had to stop, Varun.
No, I remember that was crazy. I think that one of them was like touching Vibhav in the first round. I'm like, that's not happening.
This breaks my heart, but the mighty Hash will have to go.
Ooh. That's interesting. Yep. We all went for Lara. I thought that would be split.
Yeah, same. I'm really surprised it was such unanimousness.
Only reason I went for him is because the other day I was looking up Lara's numbers and I didn't realize they were as good as they actually were. So
yeah, so Hashim's about 50 at 90, Lara is 46 at 96. So depends on one's Yeah, Lara's numbers. I think I was looking at it as well. He's like an elite.
You have to consider that Harsha Bamla scored those runs in a batting friendly era, right?
Everyone was scoring runs. Yeah, it's a bit split. Yeah.
Just on that, when we're talking about those numbers, what you have done is you have looked at what the numbers would be for present day, right?
Yeah.
So you're taking old plays
anyway.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
I don't know if we explained that.
Yeah, I probably didn't. Yeah, this
Varun says adjusted numbers is as per the eras.
Yeah.
Just to make it clear.
Exactly. So
the scores were level. They just needed a conversation. Instead, the only time they met up was at the same end, and Australia would go on to win that World Cup. In HitWicket, you've got those game-changing special abilities at your fingertips. Need to accelerate the scoring? Bang! Activate 2x, and suddenly every boundary is worth double. That's right, a 6 becomes a 12. The opposition won't know what hit them. Or maybe you need to put the brakes on a high-scoring power play. No problem. Unleash the heck, and watch the batter struggle to even score a single run. In fact, they might even end up going backwards. It's absolute chaos. Look at the King of Spin, for example. But there's more to it than just flashy special moves. Every player has their own unique passive traits that add another layer of strategy. Gilly, for example, he's a seam hunter, a nightmare for any pace bowler. And Beefy, well, he's got a golden arm. The longer a partnership lasts, the more dangerous he becomes. HitWicket challenges you to think like a true captain. You've got to analyze your players, understand their strengths and weaknesses, and then use those abilities and traits to outwit your opponent. It is a real test of your cricketing brain. Now, if you excuse me, I've got a strategy to revise.
So Sourav Ganguly versus Mohammad Azharuddin.
Oh, I don't know that much about Aziz ODIs.
Well, by the way, if you guys are ever stuck, you Aziz can ask me ODIs. For their numbers.
No, we can't.
Aziz's gone.
Ooh.
Of course, Dada will survive this round. He's yeah, really good in ODIs.
So he's gone through to the second round and Rohit has it. This is wild.
Hilarious.
This is going to be a very interesting round. David Miller versus Babar Azam.
Oh my God.
And if you guys pick who I think you will pick, the comments will be even more hilarious.
Oh,
Jared.
Damn, Babar goes.
Babar's eliminated.
I just tried to save him. But I suppose
that.
Like the career has nosedived a bit, and David Miller was a tough cookie to come up against, right?
Oh, because left-hander who can hit down the order. Mm-hmm. There haven't been many in the history of the game. I just think he gets a boost over. You can find other Babar Azams out there. I don't think you can find many Millers.
I think that's fair. I'm glad. It's just if Babar went through, the comments would just be, how does Babar go through, but Rohit gets eliminated too? Yeah.
And now shit will hit the fan in the comments already. Like Rohit's gone, Babar's gone, Kane's gone.
There's not a different part of the society we have not pissed off yet. Might be the best idea we've ever come up with and the worst idea we've ever come up with.
It's going to be beautiful. So the next one is Adam Gilchrist versus Navjot Singh Sidhu.
That's just unfair.
Yeah, I mean, this guy knocks himself out, I suppose, because Gilly, for me.
As the great man once said, like butter through a knife.
Also,
if you've never heard Navjot commentate, he was the greatest commentator ever. He had no idea what he was saying the whole way through.
He also had a comedy show in India, which is gold. The next one is a very tightly contested contest. There's no right answers, remember, guys. It's Virat Kohli versus David Boone.
Oh, well.
Think very hard here.
I mean,
Booney was.
Love the guy for.
Weirdly enough, he was actually a guy who he was sent in to be like a quick batter. And what's his strike rate, Varun? It's like 65. Like he was promoted to hit out and it just didn't happen.
65 on the dot, Jared.
Sorry.
His adjusted numbers are 41 at 86.
Yeah.
It holds up quick.
No, but either way, like that was the point after Srikanth and before Mark Greatbatch, Booney was the guy sent in to like speed it up. He did not.
Also, I mean, respect the dude for chugging all those beers, but came up against Virat, right? So he was always going to lose that. Mm. Even though he
won a World Cup.
And player of the match performance in the final, right? 87?
Yep. He was a very good player. I mean, he's not really remembered for one day cricket, but he was a very good player.
Yeah. He's from Tasmania, right? If I remember.
Yeah, no one's perfect.
Yeah. All right, so this is
the mustache makes up for it.
This is two Indian batters against each other. Yuvraj Singh versus Virendra Sehwag.
Oh snap. Oh my God, I don't know where to go with this one. Okay, I'm glad that you guys have eliminated him because I wrote Don Viru.
I really like Estelle's handwriting, by the way.
Oh.
Also, have you noticed how she's wasting
trees on trees. I decided that after the first round, I'll go into writing it on one page. I can't stop now.
So the comments now will be extremely fun because people are very protective of your brudge. Extremely protective about Odia, your brudge.
Save the trees from Estelle Vasudevan.
I think Yuvraj is a really good ODI player, but I think Viru is one of the most underrated ODI players.
Oh, I agree, Jared. I'm just saying that Yuvraj is the most loved Indian, one of the most loved Indian ODI batters ever, and no one thinks Sehwag goes good.
Well, also, you shouldn't have put them in the same thing. Like, if you keep doing it, I feel like you not being on social media has meant that you've made this worse for us.
Exactly. Yeah. That's how it's supposed to be. This would be the most boring thing ever if it was all good, like accurate choices here.
It's true.
Yeah. All right, the next one again. Okay. So we got Ross Taylor versus Gordon Greenidge.
Damn, this one's a hard one.
Sorry, Roscoe.
Yeah, Roscoe goes.
Yeah.
I think he's a good player, but I'm pretty sure that you sent something through recently that said that Greenidge's numbers were unreal.
Yeah. His adjusted numbers are 51 at a strike rate of 95.
I mean, oh my God. Like,
insane.
I didn't realize how good he was because I think we have to remember that like openers just did not have a good strike rate in that era at all.
And and also that Desmond Haynes was seen as the better one day player because he made the consistent hundreds, but Greenidge was the one out there actually scoring quickly.
Yeah. Okay, so the next one, again, we got MS Dhoni versus Kevin Peterson.
Oh,
so
fuck
just
off.
Before we go over there, this is really, really unfair. How many left in this round of 62?
One, two, three, four, five, six. We got 8 rounds, including this one left.
Okay, cool. And this is also
MS Dhoni and KP. Jesus.
You're taking the cool cucumber with a cactus. Yeah, KP goes.
Oh, thank God. Okay.
So, sorry, KP.
Did you think we'd vote really Dhoni out?
One of us should have written Dhoni as a joke, like a protest vote.
Yeah, I would have left if you guys eliminated Dhoni. So.
I mean, look, KP, it's not like he's way far behind Dhoni.
No.
I feel like he was a really good player.
A brilliant ODI player.
Again, he should be having a discussion with Varun about his which zone he was in there.
Hopefully you guys aren't too upset with this. Damian
when we do
Martin
the bowlers,
he'll
probably
Bevan.
Have Vaughan versus Murali, right? That'd be like first round.
First round, 100%.
First round.
Yeah.
Who was
it? I'll do Bumrah versus Garner as the first round for piss off Jared.
Martin
versus... That would really piss off Jared.
Bevan.
Oh, okay.
Oh.
Who is this? Sorry?
Damian Martin
versus Michael Bevan.
Again, I feel like both of these were pretty underrated. Martin goes for me.
Yeah, fair. Yep. A bit of an obvious one. All right, so next we have Quinton de Kock versus Rahul Dravid.
Okay, that's easy.
Is it?
I was going to bet my money on Jared writing down Rahul. Right?
I know.
Yeah, I actually, one person he actually knows really well.
I actually accidentally started writing down QDK. And then I was like, that's not who I meant anyway. I got it wrong.
Okay, so Jack Callis versus Inzi.
Tough one.
Steve Harmison picked Callis in his greatest team he ever played against the other day in ODI cricket. He's wrong, but...
Yeah, he's gone. Unanimously voted out.
Yeah, 51 at 82 adjusted for Callis.
51 at 82, so still too slow.
Yeah, and 42 at 86 for Inzi.
Oh.
Interesting that Inzi isn't higher in that, but I suppose by the end of his career, he was pretty slow in ODI cricket.
Mm. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I suppose so.
But 92 World Cup gets him in ahead of Callis for me anyway. And the amount of times that South Africa lost a game and you look back at the scorecard and Callis was like 32 off 55 and they're like, oh, they choke. Yeah, may not be the guys at the end that you need to worry about, everyone.
All right, this is Andrew Simons versus Desmond Haynes. I feel like I can guess who Jared's going to pick.
That's a tough one. Oh, the birth of the anchor.
All right, I'm ready.
Let's go. I'm hoping the numbers back me up on this.
Instead.
Ooh.
All right, so 42 at 103 for Simons. And I think both of us, Jared, know that should probably be higher. If they actually let him play as normal as he should.
Hmm.
And it is 48 at 92 for Haynes.
It's pretty solid as well.
Jeez. Yeah.
Yeah,
kind of either direction there. I almost went with Haynes. I thought his numbers would be pretty good adjusted.
Yeah. Yeah, I have them best operating by one in the overall rank thing. It's base. Yeah, I don't think you could go wrong here. But
And both of these guys, if I'm not wrong, have two ODI World Cup titles to their name, right? No, Haynes might have just one.
Did Haynes play in 75? Yep. I don't know if he did.
I don't think he played in 75.
Yeah. No.
79, yes, but not 75.
Did he play in 79?
He didn't?
Oh, no, I could be wrong anyway. I think
so. In 1978, he scored 148 on debut versus Australia in Australia in an ODI. So, I mean, he must have.
Yeah. No, that's fair enough. I think they might both be Bayesian as well, by the way. From Barbados. I think Simons' real family was from Barbados. I could be misremembering that. Might have been somewhere else.
Hmm. Well, somewhere in the Caribbean.
All right. Enough chit chat. Martin Crowe versus David Warner.
Ooh. Oh, my God. This is, again, you should have pressed it for an 11th time, the randomizer, because this is just wrong. Yeah.
Oh, interesting.
Crowe has to go.
Fair enough.
Sorry, Marty.
Yeah, so 43 at 90 is the adjusted numbers for Martin Crowe. Decent numbers, you'd say. And I think Warner is Warner is 45 at 97.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah.
Fair.
Yeah. So Dean Jones versus Martin Guptill.
We all know where Jared is going with this one.
Everyone should be going, if we're being honest, but yes.
You know, you're the games master. You can't tell people that.
Oh, you guys both knocked Guptill out. I had Dino.
Have you seen Dean Jones's numbers?
Yes, but Guptill for a minute in between was like ballistic.
Yes, yeah. about a minute, mate.
And Dean Jones was the best player in the world for a consistent period of time.
The man,
I mean, basically Dean Jones doesn't have a double 100.
All right. The final battle of the first round.
Oh my God. I can't.
Ricky Ponting versus AB de Villiers.
Oh.
What? I'm not sure if this is random anymore, though.
This should be charged as a crime. You should be going to jail for these. Yep. He's already gone. We don't need to wait for Estelle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Unfortunate. Yep.
And ladies and gentlemen, the two-time winning World Cup captain has been eliminated.
Who's the? There must be some crap players who went through and Ponting hasn't. That's great.
Chanderpot.
Starwan. Shiv. Yeah. Shiv went through and Rohit, Ponting, Kane, Smudger, Babar Azam, Butler.
That's your fault. Butler, 100% your fault.
All right, let's keep going.
And that's the end of round one. How do you guys feel?
Yes.
I feel horrendous and I wish we hadn't done
that. Yeah. I feel dirty. I feel like I'll need to have a bath after this.
So the first round, a bit of an absolute snorter of a contest. Aravinda De Silva versus Sanath Jayasuriya.
This is tough.
Sick and tired of writing his name down.
Time he goes.
Sanath Jayasuriya goes through. Fair enough, guys. Yeah. Saeed Anwar versus Mohammad Yusuf.
Oh.
Damn. You've got so many of these same country contests.
Yeah.
That was completely
Moyo has to go.
Moyo's gone. Saeed Anwar goes through.
Yep.
Yeah. Faf du Plessis versus Viv Richards.
Sorry. Faf, if you ever watch this, I'm sorry for the laugh. I didn't mean to do it.
Yeah. Okay.
To be fair to you, Faf, we would have laughed on most names over there.
Yeah. Hard battle to win that. Irvin Morgan versus Chris Gayle.
Okay, this is literally a knockout vote just simply because you guys shat on the guy. So now I think all of us have knocked Chris Gayle out. Who did Chris Gayle knock out?
Mike Hussey.
Mike Hussey.
Oh, okay.
Chanderpaul versus Dilshan.
Oh, geez. Some people have got a good part of the bracket here, don't they?
All right. Interesting contest this. Jawed Miadad versus Shane Watson.
Ooh. Damn. I think this might be one of those.
Right.
Yep.
Oh, it's a whitewash.
Well, interesting. I thought this would have been a split, but it hasn't been a split.
Yeah. All right, we got two openers against each other. Sachin Tendulkar and Matt Hayden.
Again, pretty unfair on my man Haydos, but...
Yeah, I don't even need to see that side yet. All right, so Graham Smith versus Kumar Sangakkara.
Ooh, because you told us Smith's numbers before. I'm going to get rid of Kumar.
Yeah, but did I tell you Kumar's numbers?
actually got rid of Smith.
Okay. Sanga
survives.
What's the right decision there, Varun?
So Kumar's adjusted numbers are 47 at 86. And I forgot what I told you for Smith.
It's like 40 and 90?
41
something?
At 90, yeah.
So you'd probably take Kumar.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, you take Kumar.
Comparable.
Yeah, Kumar goes through. All right, so we've got Michael Clarke versus Brian Lara.
As a cricket journalist, I would travel up to 200 days a year, and I loved every part of it, except for one. This little evil pin here. Because I needed this to change my SIM card, and when you travel in cricket, you're quite often going from country to country. Don't get me started on how much this would annoy me in the West Indies, but even going from New Zealand to Australia, this pin was the worst. Well, with the Sally eSIM, they sort all of that out for you. They have an eSIM app that you install once, it's cheap, and it works in more than 160 countries around the world. No more turning up at an airport and lining up for a local SIM, trying to give over your passport and your details, and you just want to get in a taxi and go where you're going. No, Sally make it so much easier. You just download the app before you travel and you decide what kind of plan you actually need. Oh, and if you do that with our code, GOODAREAS, all one word, you get an exclusive 15% discount on Sally eSIM data plans. So go right now and download the Sally app and use the code GOODAREAS, all one word, at checkout and travel like a pro with Sally. Easy. Come on now.
Mm-hmm.
Don't mess this up, people.
No. He's done. He's toast.
Oh, thank God.
Damn.
Have we noticed?
Frame this.
Have we noticed?
Take a screenshot.
That Estelle has now gone to three names per page.
I think I'm halfway through this book. Anyway.
Yeah. I mean, it was a ridiculous decision to make.
All right.
Should be a meme of Estelle just like burning a tree.
Indeed. All right. So Sourav Ganguly versus David Miller.
Okay. Made my choice. Here we go.
Yeah. Oh, interesting. Yep. Sourav Ganguly has been eliminated.
Good. There's another fan group we need to annoy.
Slowly checked off here. Well done. All right. Hopefully you don't annoy a fan group here. Virat Kohli versus Adam Gilchrist. Please make the right choice. You already lost a lot of viewers.
It's a bit unlucky on Gilly, though, isn't it?
Yeah,
I feel for Gilly over here. It's gone already. Estelle, you could have saved your paper over there. Oh, she wrote down Gilchrist.
Oh.
She loves writing down the long ones, right? She not only does she kill trees, she wastes ink as well. She's against the octopus.
All right, so now we got two attacking openers against each other. Virendra Sehwag versus Gordon Greenidge.
Oh, okay. Ooh.
So let me remember the adjusted numbers you told us.
I don't.
Oh, you guys eliminated Sehwag.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah. Viru's gone. You can see how my V was a G initially. I thought about it. And then I made it into a V.
50-50 on those two, but I think Viru.
Yeah, again, it depends on which style of batters you want. I probably have Greenidge higher, but yeah. All right, this is a contest now, folks. The two of the greatest ODI finishers going up against each other. Dhoni versus Bevan.
Well.
That turned out brilliant
again,
for this
I
one.
I feel like your draw is flawed.
I feel like that Estelle is the only one who could do it. I knew she would.
She has done it.
I called that before she picked up.
To Estelle, a lot of Aussies would back you on that decision.
Could you see her hand shaking as she picked it up?
Again, we couldn't afford to lose this fan base.
Yeah.
Well done, guys.
Yeah.
All right.
And also, Warren would have walked out. So
I would have walked out, yes. Okay. So now, again, we got Quinton de Kock versus Inzi.
Oh.
Okay, then.
Probably.
3, 2, 1. Oh! Quinton de Kock is gone.
Oh. It's an interesting one, though.
Might have been that World Cup thing again.
Quinton de Kock is probably, like, his numbers are really good.
Who did you guys eliminate? I forgot.
We eliminated Quinton.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't think there's much between those two players.
Okay. All right. So we got Andrew Simons versus David Warner.
Oh.
This is a tough one. I feel like this is going to be a split.
Doesn't matter now. Oh, all of us got rid of Simons. Wow. Oh,
nice. David Warner goes through. All right.
Yep.
This is getting in an unfair battle, you have to say. Dean Jones versus AB de Villiers.
Oh, man. The Victorian inside Jared is probably dying right now writing this down. But yeah, Dino goes. She wrote down Jones.
Who would have thunk? And that's the end of round two, folks.
Hey!
Oh, yeah. Okay. So are we into the round of 16 now or the quarterfinals?
We have 16 names now.
This is the quarterfinals.
So that means, yes, it's the quarterfinals. Intense.
Well done to everyone for making it this far. Let's go.
How are you guys feeling?
Still want that bath. And I say bath because shower doesn't cut it. I want to sit with my feelings for a bit. Over
so you guys realize that Dilshan is in and Rohit is out, right?
And Ponting.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And yeah. Dean Jones and Michael Bevan.
And Chanderpaul made it ahead of Ponting as well. So there we go.
Yep.
All right, let's go. Right. Group 16. This one group might 16.
Split the... Yeah, this might split it now. We have Sanat Jayasurya versus Saeed Anwar.
Oh, yikes.
Shouldn't split it.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I tried.
I had to be.
Losing Jayasurya battle.
Yeah, I knew Sanat was going to go through, yeah, but it was worth a shot.
Yeah, getting a bit of an unfair battle.
It's a tough one. It's not that straightforward because Saeed Anwar used to pile on those hundreds on hundreds on hundreds in the 90s, right?
Yeah, but yeah. Sanat also did it in the 2000s.
Yeah.
Longevity was really good with Sanat.
Yeah, so this is again an unfortunate battle here. Viv Richards versus Arvind Morgan.
Ah.
I feel bad for these guys. Yeah.
He's written down. Oh, so all three of us have different names over here. Jared wrote down Owen, Estelle wrote down Morgan, and I wrote down Morgs.
What? Yeah.
Okay.
All right. So Dilshan versus Jared Mirza.
Let's do it.
Oh. God, Dilshan could go so far at this.
Oh, no. He's gone.
Even Javed Mirdad's done pretty well for himself in this.
Yeah. Honestly.
This is, again, a very... please pick the right one here. Sachin Tendulkar versus Kumar Sangakkara.
Screw you. I want to leave now.
Yeah.
Sangha's been eliminated, folks.
Oh, boy.
All right. Brian Lara versus David Miller.
Oh, that's more interesting.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I honestly don't know which one you guys would pick here. Oh.
So Lara's
gone?
Lara's gone.
Only Estelle picked him.
Yeah. I was not expecting that in the slightest.
She's such a 90s kid.
Lara has not made... Sad. The semis.
Lara has not made the semis. Quarters. Yeah. This is Virat Kohli versus Gordon Greenidge.
I'm going to pull off a Jared over here because I don't want to write down the full name. So I'm going to just go with Gordon.
By the way, like Estelle's written Greenidge, but it's Greenidge, right? We all agree it's Greenidge. This is why when people say, oh, you didn't pronounce that person's name right. It should be pronounced Greenidge. We can all read what it says on the piece of paper. It doesn't say Greenidge. Anyway.
I thought I spelled it wrong
for a moment when you said Estelle's written.
People probably call him Greenidge because of Greenwich.
No, I don't know why they call him that. My point is, he's spelling his name wrong and then forcing us to think we're wrong.
All right. The next contest, again, an interesting one. MS Dhoni versus Inzi.
Is it interesting?
So unfortunate.
I don't know. I have to make it sound interesting.
He's gone.
Yeah, Inzi's gone.
Yeah, I think that's probably the right call.
It was... Yeah, funny how Miadad has made it further than Inzi.
I think Miadad probably is a better player.
I think he's better than Inzi, Yeah, so we got David Warner versus AB de Villiers.
Ooh.
That's straightforward, isn't it? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Three for David.
That's the end of the quarterfinals. We have a semifinalist now.
Can you announce the semifinals?
Is it the semifinals?
Or do you not want to do that?
Do you have
Sorry, it's the quarterfinals now.
Yes.
Sorry, it's quarterfinals now.
Wow. So it was the round of 16 originally.
It was the round of 16, Sorry. I confused the rounds and players in my head.
All right. So we're up to the quarterfinals. Let's go. What's the first?
Yes. Sanat Jayasurya versus Viv Richards.
Well, I mean, all of these contests are going to be pretty tough ones now. So that's
all
it for Sanat.
It's a whitewash for Sanat. Viv goes through. Beautiful. The next one, Javed Mirdad versus Sachin.
Oh.
That might be
He'd done pretty well, Javed, but that's not a good group to be in, is it? He'd had a pretty good run all the way through, I think.
He had an extreme good. David Miller versus Virat Kohli. I'm incredibly surprised David Miller has made it this far.
Miller's done really well.
Yeah. This is an outrageous run.
Wait, so what was the contest?
Kohli.
David Miller versus Virat Kohli.
Oh, yeah.
Well, are you I not mean, sure who you're going to pick, Bayram? Is that what you're saying?
No, I didn't hear the full thing, but of course.
Look at him quickly Miller scrubbing goals. Out Virat so he doesn't get attacked on the line.
Look at this. My Miller is so ugly.
This is, again, an unfair battle here. MS Dhoni versus AB de Villiers.
Yeah, it is a touch unlucky, but I mean, this might be a split, actually.
If it is, you guys have messed up.
Oh,
Dhoni.
No, he's
so
gone.
Do you know when cricket 4 years ago, they asked me to write like who's the best ODI player of all time, and I didn't want to do it. And there was like five experts writing on it, and I just wrote Dhoni. And Sam Bahal came back to me and said, "That's a horrible choice."
All right, that's the end of the quarterfinals, actually, this time. So the semifinals are Viv Richards versus Sachin Tendulkar and Virat Kohli versus AB de Villiers.
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
This game has been. I think those are the top four. You guys are not completely fucked up here.
Yeah, actually, you know, you're right. Those top four make sense.
All right, first semifinal. Say it again.
It's Viv Richards. You have to write
both answers
Sachin
at the same time?
Viv versus Sachin.
Varun.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Do we write both of our knockouts at the same time?
Do Viv versus Sachin first.
No, let's do one.
Okay.
Do Viv versus Sachin first.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh
man, this is gonna piss off a few people, isn't it? Oh, he's gone.
All right, Sachin has been eliminated.
Oh, look at it.
18,000 runs. So, well, doesn't make
Estelle
the final.
Estelle knew what we would do. And all she's done then, she also thinks Sachin should be in the next round, but she's pretending that she doesn't. That's unfair on Sachin.
Okay.
Wait, did you vote for Sachin or Viv? I completely missed it again.
Sachin's gone.
Okay, good. I did pick that one. Yeah. This is the more interesting one. This will actually piss someone off here. We got Virat Kohli and AB de Villiers.
I mean, this is fair.
Mm-hmm.
For a semi-final, this is
fair. Yeah, I think it's fair, but I think depending on who goes through you, I don't think there's anyone is going to be happy here.
Yeah. Okay. On the count of three.
Oh, wait, I haven't.
One.
Okay.
Damn.
Yeah, go.
He's scampering.
Go, sorry.
One, two, three. Oh, three, two, one.
Oh!
Virat Kohli goes through.
Yep.
So, do you know what you guys have managed
got
to do?
Got to save ourselves, no?
No, see, I think you've done the opposite. Because if we kick both of them out, then that fan group could be complaining in the comments. Uh-huh. Whereas now the Sachin fans are going to be attacking us even more.
It isn't.
Yep.
All right. And that's the end of the semifinals. Then we have the grand final.
Which
okay.
Woo! Brings us to the
This is the final. Now we will decide who is the greatest ODI batter of all time. Is it Viv Richards or Virat Kohli? Pick one.
All right. I've already picked mine. I mean, who I'm knocking out. So I'll wait for you guys.
Oh, that is so weird, isn't it?
The battle of the two Vs. Okay. Three, two, one, let's go.
Wait a minute. She's put Kohli.
Wait, why did you put ABD?
Yeah.
Is he out?
Wait,
yeah.
What?
Yeah, it's Viv versus Kohli.
Oh my God.
Wow.
Oh, that's easy then.
Oh, he's got the deciding vote, right?
Well,
yeah, because both of you voted opposite.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah, Virat's gone.
Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, my fault, everyone.
Viv Richards wins. I guess
Alexander Richards
the joke's
is the
on me.
The greatest batter of all time.
Joke's on me over here because.
Did you pick the winner?
I lose.
No.
I was
thought you accidentally
Kohli
picked win. Like the winner.
That's where I got confused as well. Anyway, ABDV couldn't win it because we'd already kicked him out.
All right. So, what did you guys think of the first ever episode of Good Areas Knockouts?
It's a lot of fun.
Oh my God. That's the worst thing I've ever done. Varun, who would you have picked?
I would have picked Viv as well.
Do you
I think
Viv
was really close
to win?
Do you think Viv is the greatest ODI batter of all time?
Yes.
And would you have had Virat or Sachin in the or ABDV as number two?
I would have probably had AB as number two.
Okay.
There's not much between
so I think
Viv and AB.
Again, Shahana and I talk about this all the time. Those top four interchange depending on the mood.
Yeah, and also it depends on what you like.
Yeah.
Yeah. Also, as for a top four, we ended up with Viv, Virat, and Sachin and AB de Villiers. So I think that top four checks out.
I think the top
as random as and
I think it'd be interesting. I think the top four is completely set, and I don't. And, you know, obviously someday someone might come in, but as it is at the moment, those are the top four greatest batters of all time. And then it depends on whether you like anchor batters or you like higher strike rates or
the longevity
or you like power I think it really depends on what you specifically like. There's no wrong answer in that top four. It's not like some of the other questions in cricket where there's an obvious number one or number two. I think in that one it probably just depends on what you think is better, but anyway, that's the first and last time we're ever going to do that because that was horrendous.
Greatest ODI batter, Viv Richards is the answer. And I feel like amidst all that chaos, which was our idea, right? We wanted this to be chaotic because we love the chaos. Yep. I feel like somehow Varun's random as fuck draw kind of came to a solid conclusion towards the end, which is a victory for him as well. So good job, Game Master.
There's no victory for a person who started with Rohit versus Viv. What are we even talking about here?
Let's not forget Ponting versus AB as well.
Oh my God.
How far would Rohit have made it if he was pitted up with someone else?
He has to make it to the group of 16.
Semis, right?
Yeah.
He's 16. Yeah. Like, does he make it to the
semis? I would say quarters.
He wouldn't make it to the semis.
Quarters easy.
Semis is 40.
I think it's possible. If he had a good run, he could make it to the quarters easy because there were some weird people in the quarters. But he definitely makes it to the group of 16 without any issue there. Yeah, and Ponting probably does as well, right?
Yeah. Like,
Ponting's probably a better... I would say Ponting's a better player than Rohit.
I don't know if I'd agree with you.
I don't know.
I'd say Lara's better than Ponting.
Lara's another interesting one. Yeah. Anyway, I'm done. Let us never do this again.
And David, let's not forget David Miller's incredible run there.
David Miller. Who would have thought? I don't know who his agent is, but I hope his agent gets on the line to be like, thank you.
Yeah, he knocked out some pretty big names on his way. So that was a good one. And I feel like the biggest... surprise was when Joss Butler lost to Aravinda.
Mike,
the first ever.
What is it?
And
why
he was eliminated first round as well?
You voted him. You voted him out. I mean,
who did?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah,
I did.
And then he realized he was wrong.
Yeah, then he's like,
that's
the big.
Yeah. So that's the thing with you, Estelle. You quite often don't realize you're wrong. You just keep pushing through. And I just want to say this again that we have another Crick Picks, right? And in the first choice, Estelle
has ruined the show. I think it's already out, right? Isn't it already out?
I don't think it is.
No, I'm saying this is going up as a Crick Picks, isn't it?
Oh, okay.
Oh, is it? No, we're just recording it in the Crick Picks studio, but this is a standalone brand. It's Good Areas Knockout.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So you just found a whole new genre to ruin.
Basically.
But everybody knew where I would go with that pick, right? Behram is the one who decided.
So. Sure, but I'm here willing to accept my fuck up.
How is Glenn Maxwell not on the list?
Yeah.
I think he just missed the cutoff, if I remember correctly.
Mm. How was
Shea Hope?
How did you pick
Shea Hope made it ahead of Glenn Maxwell.
Yeah, how did you get the 64?
Yeah, I told you. I did an overall score and then I had a minimum then I just did the top 64 on that.
How did Prosper Utsaya not make it?
Yeah, it was a tough contest, man. Yeah.
Prosper Utsaya's present strike rate would be 59 and his present average would be 17, just for those of you who don't know the joke. Every time Varun sends me a map of batting or bowling in ODI cricket, Prosper Utsaya is in the wrong spot.
Oh my God.
I will do a video on this one day because it is hilarious. Every single time. One.
I actually found the one bowling set where he's actually all right. I sent it on the group chat. I don't know if you saw it.
I haven't seen it yet. Just keep it to yourself.
I'm accidentally anyway, that kind of wraps up Utsaya hater without realizing.
So that wraps up episode one of Good Areas Knockout, and we hope that you enjoyed it just as much as we did, and we've probably gotten slandered in the comment section after every obviously. 5 minutes, I would assume.
I reckon first round, I'd be surprised.
Same dude. Yeah, but anyway, just a quick reminder, you can go to goodareas.co and bookmark that webpage. That can prove to be a one-stop shop for all the work that we do as part of this team, whether it be written content, videos, or podcasts. But we'll be doing this once a month. It's a monthly cadence sort of show, and we wanted to do something game showy for a long time, so I'm glad we finally done this. But anyway, that's all for today, folks. Have a good one, and we'll see you soon enough. Goodbye.
Thank you for listening. This podcast has an ad-free version via Patreon, where there are also many other extras as well, including a Discord channel where you can chat to me directly. There is a link to the Patreon in the show notes. We are an independent podcast, so support us any way you can. Maybe give us a review, subscribe, or share on social media. All of these things help us. And when it comes to podcasts, word of mouth is always the best way of making it grow. If we had a guest on, chances are their socials are in the show notes. Please support everyone who comes on this show. I am Jared Kimber, and this is my network. But we also have hosts and co-hosts like Behram Kazi and Estelle Vasudevan. This network is overseen by Nick McCorriston, and each episode is produced by Ishit Kaburka at Sound Potion Studio. Mukunda Bandredi, or Muku as most people will know, is the head of our YouTube channels, and he also helps out with so many other things like the podcast recordings. And there's so many other people we could thank here, but I just want to thank all the listeners and all the people who help behind the scenes that make this podcast work. If you make any content, Minbo Pro is the tool for you. Take your long format content and cut it and slice it for social media. This AI-inspired weapon will turn your one piece of work into so many clips. Try Minbo.pro now.